Now to gently close your eyes, place your feet flat on the floor, and your spines as straight as you can make them. And let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue with your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit active in our lives and affairs, our nation and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, relax your neck and shoulders and allow the chair to totally support you. And yes, Holy Spirit, we are grateful this morning for the privilege of being here this morning with each other to learn and to worship. Keep on keeping on. That's my mantra for today. Keep on keeping on. When things get rough, and they sometimes do, we might think about giving up. However, from deep within, we receive the encouragement to keep on keeping on. We remember that God is ready to help. Help us through every challenge which may come our way. God loves us and has prepared us for life and continues to prepare us for all stages of life. Our faith is in God. And we commit ourselves to following the guidance and inspiration that we receive. Then we will begin to see that any challenge is an opportunity for us to learn more about ourselves and the true desires of our hearts. We keep on keeping on and experience the joy of living. Yes, God, I will keep on keeping on. Join me now in that journey to the secret place of the Most High, our place of peace, love, joy, and faith. It exists in our consciousness and is available for us at any time that we choose. So we make our way to the door of the secret place of the Most High and remember that before we can enter, we must become empty. We must let go, we must release all things that are no longer serving us. Mental baggage, emotional baggage, and physical baggage. Let it all fall away now. And let us walk through that door. And as we do, we feel the light and life of the Christ surround us, bring us to wholeness. We take a seat. And as we do, we open up our heart centers, ready to receive all the wonderful gifts of God. The gifts that really do keep on giving. In the comfort of your seat right now, give yourself some moments to pray, receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. Thank you. We are grateful, Holy Spirit, that you've heard our prayers this morning and you have answered them as you always do. We ask you to continue to be our guide this upcoming week. Help us to remember that we are your offspring and that sometimes we might be the only Bible that people read. So guide our tongues, guide our hearts, and guide our feet this week. And yes, God, we will keep on keeping on. We say thank you in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.